This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty, Iran's president. Hassan Rouhani struck a defiant tone Monday as the U.S. reimposed sanctions over what it calls Tehran's malign behavior. In a televised address, he rejected an offer by President Donald Trump last week of unconditional talks, saying negotiations and sanctions at the same time are meaningless. White House National Security Advisor John Bolton urged the Iranians to sit down and talk. He called on them to give up their nuclear and missile programs. The sanctions follow U.S. withdrawal from the Iran nuclear agreement in May. They target Iran's purchase of dollars, metals, trading coal, the auto sector, and industrial-related software. Sanctions are scheduled to take effect in November to block Tehran's oil sales. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, a fierce critic of Iran, welcomed the U.S. sanctions, a sign, he said, of the determination to halt Iran's regional aggression and nuclear weapons program. The European Union said it will move to protect European business interests in Iran. Mina Andreeva is a European Commission spokesperson.
Tomorrow, the European Union's updated blocking statute enters into force to protect EU companies doing legitimate business with Iran from the impact of the U.S. extraterritorial sanctions.
The threat of sanctions has already hurt the Iranian economy, with the currency, the rial, falling about 50% since April. Iran Sunday announced an easing of foreign exchange rules. In Ethiopia, in apparent disagreement over alleged rights abuses between the federal and regional authorities appeared to have unleashed ethnic clashes in the eastern Somali provincial capital of Jijiga on the weekend, leaving many dead and wounded, possibly thousands displaced, stores looted, churches burned. Security forces have moved in to quell the unrest. This is VOA News.